March 18, The Silent Heart Cry. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Psalm 31:20. When men and women are in the busy activities of life and are pressed with numerous cares, they cannot live upon their knees. But even in the marketplace, there is a watcher constantly present to witness every transaction. And the books of heaven record every penny of unlawful gain as fraud. While men cannot live upon their knees in the marketplace, yet the silent heart's earnest desire presented to heaven finds access to the Father through the watchers. The way to the throne of God is open, and all who have the fear of God before them and desire to walk in His counsel will seek His strength to do His will in crowded companies as well as in the chapel. There is a chance for every man who loves and fears God with every temptation that shall come in the business transactions of his life to know how to retreat into the secret place of the Most High's pavilion so that he can remain there and be safe. Then he will honor God because he feels the strength and fullness of power of him who is back of the promises. He communes with God where no eye sees and no ear hears but his. All the Lord requires is a willing mind to walk in the way of the Lord. If there be a pure heart, he shall see God and will feel his keeping power even in the busiest, most excitable crowd, if duty requires him to be there. In such places, every true, genuine receiver of Christ carries the lamp of life. We must not have a religion that is retained only in favorable circumstances. A religion dependent on circumstances will surely fail when it is most needed in the most difficult surroundings. The religion of the Bible will require the gospel lamp to be kept burning brightly in unfavorable surroundings, in the marketplace, in the worship, just as verily as in the place where prayer is wont to be made. Purest Christian principles may be preserved in every place. Loving and believing in Christ as our personal Savior, we can claim His grace and His guardian care wherever we may be.